this is the way we'd expected it to pan out. Donegal, more than any other county in the state, I think, has suffered as a result of this recession. So many cuts to services, so the largest amount of unemployed people, emigration. People are fed up, and yeah, I think it's going to be soundly rejected in Donegal.
However, it will be passed, it would appear, nationally with a 55% yes vote being predicted by the pundits.
Yeah, that's very disappointing. I think it's a very bad day for Ireland, for democracy, for national sovereignty, and for our hopes of economic recovery. I think the more or less bully boy tactics of the government and the fear that they try to strike on the Irish people, it seems they've won the day. And it looks like a yes vote across the state.
In the longer term, do you think this is going to work in Sinn Féin's interests insofar as if, as the party claims, this will enshrine austerity into the future, it may enhance Sinn Féin's electoral chances into the Dáil in years to come?
Well, by no means we'll not be celebrating by austerity being bound to their constitution. I'd say that's it's a very sad day for our state. For Sinn Féin's chances of growth, the vote in Donegal of all counties shows that Sinn Féin are most in touch with the people on the ground in Donegal. It shows that the message we're sending out is relating to the people on the ground, and we're most likely to represent how people feel. And we'll be keeping continuous message and continue to represent the people of Donegal, and hopefully continue to grow and whatever the change is needed in this county and this country.